In the first installment of this series, you met the boy toy. But if you or your wife hope for all the cock, all the fitness, all the stamina, a more committed relationship, more edge, and humiliation that's more than incidental, you may be looking for the bully. The bully is likely to be older than the boy toy, generally in his early 30s. He's got the experience of an older guy, but the looks and virility of the young. He's probably somewhat educated and likely makes a good living for himself in a job that requires at least a degree of ruthlessness. He may have been in the armed forces and might have attained a higher level enlisted rank. He understands discipline and brutality in equal measures. The bully looks at you with scorn. He treats your wife like a slut, and you love it. He's beautiful to look at, but hard-hearted and full of merciless passion. Sure, it's painful to be told what an honorless, emasculated pussy you are for wanting another man to make your wife his cum dump. But there's no sense in pretending that it doesn't make your cock hard. Are there things you've always wanted to see your wife do or have done to her? Things that she'd never dream of doing with you? The bully will demand them, and your wife will perform or submit to these unmentionable acts because his kind of disrespectful hunger is just what she needs. You don't call the bully. The bully calls you. Imagine the excitement of waiting on tenterhooks for your wife's cell phone to ring. Or better yet, yours. With his stern voice barking, "Tell your bitch to get ready. I'm gonna fuck that pussy." Actually, you probably can call the bully, especially if you want to be punished for it. I've heard of some willful cuckold sluts who've been desperate to see their bully bull and knew that pissing him off was one way to have him in their face and in their wife with a quickness, as long as you both understand that his wrath will be in tow. You may get slapped around a little bit. Certainly you'll be verbally berated and reminded that when he wants to see your bitch ass or fuck your wife, he'll let you know. Despite the coarseness that will likely characterize his dealings with you, the bully is a bit of a deeper thinker than the boy toy. He understands the psychology of what you seek and will make sure he trips every trigger and pushes every boundary. What's more, he'll enjoy it. Will the bully allow fluffing? You're in luck, cuckold cocksucker. The bully will most likely let you skim some off the top, quote unquote, or more likely, he'll make you beg to do so. But you'd better practice up with your fattest dildo, stock up on throat-numbing spray, and learn to breathe through your nose, because he's not the sensual type. Imagine his fine fuckstick pumping in and out of your throat, but his eyes on your wife telling her, "See how lucky you are to have a real man to fuck you? Look at this faggot." The bully is the one who will love to put you in your place by having you experience both direct and incidental contact with everything that makes him better than you. He's probably the one who invented the cuckold classic, the position where you're lying on your back, your wife straddles your face, and the bully fucks her from behind while his balls brush right across your face. You'll probably be admonished to make yourself useful down there by licking them, or the shaft of his cock as it strains your wife's pussy to capacity. Hell, he might even want you to lick his ass for some extra stimulation while he hammers away. And some types of bully bulls will want to completely crush your manhood in the eyes of your wife by fucking you in yours while she watches. That strikes fear into some of you, and unbridled lust in others. Let's hope your wife's inclination isn't the opposite of yours. The bully. In conclusion, the bully will probably want to see the two of you regularly, but it will be at his whim. He will be territorial and will not want the two of you seeing other bulls without his permission. Hell, he might not want the cuckold husband fucking his own wife without his permission. This assumes that after the utter humiliation she sees you subjected to, and the addiction she will form to his type of tough love, she ever wants to fuck you again. But don't worry. The bully isn't the type who'll want to steal your wife from you completely. He's not the type to fall in love. And though your wife may submit to him with slavish devotion, she will still need the aftercare you can provide, because it certainly won't come from him. Besides, someone has to pay the bills, and he's no more likely to do that than to hold her after he makes her come 10 times. It's that tender bond and the material support she will always need you for, even if the words that start to come out of her mouth long after he's gone may harken back to the way he spoke to you when you were both his. Cuckolding is not for the faint of heart, and if there's a bull within the cuckold dynamic who's the epitome of why, it's the bully. You've been warned, but maybe you're too busy stroking your cock right now to care. Be sure to subscribe to Cuckold Bootcamp so that you can be apprised of when the final installment is published. The boss. He's a complete gentleman, but he might be even more dangerous to your self-concept and your relationship as you know it than the bully. Stay tuned to find out why. And if you'd like to read up on more of the kinks that interest me, feel free to visit my personal blog at sensual-dom.com. Until next time.